There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We are tracking trends this week, and welcome to your coronavirus update brought to you by SiestaKeyYes.com. Tracking trends also in the U.S., as well as looking at hotspots around the globe. Plus, we'll have the latest news with impact. We also have a new feature added to the coronavirus update that includes VAERS data from the CDC. VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Effects Reporting System that gauges unusual response to various vaccines. Numbers provided by the CDC are included in this report. First up, the United States and where we stand as of midnight Monday, the 26th. The U.S. reported 49 COVID deaths on Sunday. New cases are up in the U.S. from 7 days ago by 43%. Just over 46,500 people were tested positive on Sunday for coronavirus. Deaths per day are up 6.6%, with 252 people per day, according to our World in Data. Florida remains the hotspot in the nation with new cases, up 10% from last week, just over 9,000 positive tests reported on Sunday. Deaths stand at about 33 per day. That's up 15% from the week previous. In California, where mask mandates have been reinstated in a dozen cities, new cases are up 36%. Deaths in California from COVID-related illness are down 50% to 16 per day on average. In New York, new cases also reporting a 60% increase to just over 1,700 new cases per day. That's up from 1,000 last week on average. Deaths in the state, however, have dropped 57% from 7 per day last week on average to 3 deaths per day on average in the entire state. 42 states reported no deaths from COVID on Sunday. 8 states reporting deaths, none exceeded 11, and Texas was the number one state for deaths at 11. Turning our attention on the world stage, new cases have stalled from week to week. Total new cases declined 1% from week to week to just over 511,000 new cases on average in one day. That's the current number. Deaths worldwide per day rose a nominal 3.2%. 8,110 people on average per day are dying around the world from COVID-related illness. Indonesia remains the hot spot with over 1,300 people per day on average dying from COVID. That's week to week. The increase grew 33%. Bit of good news for the UK. New cases have dropped 23% from last week. Deaths are up slightly from 40 to 60 per day. That's succumbing to COVID-related deaths. That's 40 to 60 people in the UK. And Brazil deaths are down 11%. Italy shares that same percentage. Also Japan, deaths are up 38%. Germany up 9% from week to week. In news, the White House and the FAA have announced they will continue to restrict flights from 3 countries over the Delta variant concerns. That includes China, the UK, and India. St. Louis announced this week it is reinstating mask mandates at indoor venues. And over 50 top medical groups are urging mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for healthcare workers and staff at long-term facilities as coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths rise in the country. The American Medical Association, American Nurses Association, and more than 50 other healthcare groups said in a statement on Monday. And New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio expecting to announce this week, municipal workers in the city will be required to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or they must get tested weekly, according to NBC News in New York, which cites unnamed people familiar with the plan. The vaccine mandate is the first expansion of the policy announced last week that requires healthcare workers in public schools and clinics to be vaccinated by August 2nd or submit to weekly tests. And 27.2% of the world's population has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. 13.8% are fully vaccinated. That's globally. 3.9 billion doses have been administered globally. and 32.03 million are now administered every day. Here in the U.S., 56% of us have received at least one vaccine shot, 49% have been fully vaccinated. Latest numbers from the VAERS reporting system that tracks adverse effects from vaccine shots through July 16th. There have been 11,405 deaths from those who took a vaccine and who died within 1 week after taking a shot. 36,101 people have been hospitalized as a result of a vaccine shot. But the total number of people fully vaccinated represents 163 million people. It's 183 million have received at least one vaccine shot. And those are the numbers at this hour. Don't forget, all of these numbers are available to you at your fingertips at CandidlySpeaking.net. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins.